You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is In the Public Interest, our bi-weekly conversation with the League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area. I'm Lisa Berry, and this week we're talking about a local expansion of the League, and our guest is responsible for that, so welcome Jan Salisbury.
Thank you.
Well, you helped co-found a new league in Lenawee County, so tell us about that.
Well, there was a group of us who met for lunch every month, and we did a lot of complaining about the government, about how things were running, and my mother always said, if you complain about something, you either do something about it or you just shut up. So we talked about it, and I remembered being a league member way back when Kennedy was running for president. I was at Purdue working on my master's in guidance and counseling, and joined the league there and found that it was just very informational and educational, particularly for someone who was a novice in politics. And I mentioned that I had belonged to the league and found it just to be a good source of information. And so they said, well, since you brought it up, look into it. We did. And that's how we came in May of 2017. We became part of the Ann Arbor League, who's mentoring us. Ann Arbor has been wonderful. We're part of their board, and we just kind of dovetail on some of the activities they do. But it gives us impetus to start our own activities, which we're very active right now in doing our own events for Lenawee County, because Lenawee County is a little bit different from Washtenaw County in terms of its population and who we serve. We just have kind of learned from them, and we have a mentor who comes and meets with us and introduces us to all the things that the league does in terms of voter guides, vote 411, how to conduct a candidate forum, all of the things, and going to the conventions. It has been a very good educationally based information group to belong to.
In setting up the League of Women Voters of Lenawee County, I'm assuming you have some particular local issues that you're concerned about as well?
Well, most of the local issues that we've addressed, for example, we had in Tecumseh a very contentious recall of the school board candidates. And so we conducted a forum, the League in Tecumseh did, to bring in all of the candidates who were recalled and those who were running for office, and just presented to the public a nonpartisan informational educational meeting at our Tecumseh Center for the Arts building, which holds about 700 people. We had close to 200 people there, and that was a good experience, I think, for all. So we have those issues, but one of the things that we're finding is that a lot of people don't know what, for example, a county commissioner does.
Okay.
So now that the election year is over, we're going to focus in on what do our elected officials in Lenawee County do? How do they function? What are the responsibilities? What kind of a background do they have? And just keep the public informed about the issues. And we also have evening events. We've had a couple at, for example, at the Adrian District Library. We just had one on human trafficking. Yeah, it was very interesting what it is, how to recognize it, what's being done about it, things that the league, you know, does look into. And we don't just look at elected officials. We look at issues. We look at what's going on. For example, the ballot proposals. We had several events, lunch and learns and events, evening events, where we educated the public on what was on the ballot proposals. And again, because we're nonpartisan, we present the pros and the cons and just try to get you informed and educated on what is on your ballot.
And prior to the midterm election, I understand you were also busy helping out senior citizens in Lenawee County as well?
Senior citizens and seniors in high school. We went into 9 of our 11 high schools, for example. A lot of senior citizens who have moved, for example, into a new facility forget to transfer or to their registration to vote to their new location. Their absentee ballot information, so they just forget and they don't vote. We talked to them about making sure they were registered to vote, what was on the ballot. But then we also, again, went into the high schools and registered seniors who were eligible to vote in the midterm. And it's amazing what the high school seniors do not know about politics. For example, I would ask them what nonpartisan meant, and they would not have any idea. What is gerrymandering? We ask them, why do you not vote? And most of them say, because we don't know anything about the issues or the people. And that's something that the League addresses, both through their voters' guides and their vote411.org site. We do a wonderful exercise with the seniors. It's a lot of fun. It was an education to me. We had to help them understand the power of voting, we would have the whole class stand up. And then we would say, okay, half of you sit down. And we say that you represent those who don't register to vote, so that you can't complain, you can't vote, you don't have any say. Then the other third, or even a little bit more, we'll have them sit down and we'll say, now you guys, you registered to vote, but you didn't vote. So the ones that were left, these are the ones who are representing you. These are the ones who are making the decisions for you. And you always talk about wanting to be independent, but you're dependent upon these. Mm. And when we go in, we usually try to find the class clown or kids that you know are going to be a little disruptive in the classroom, and they're the ones left standing. And we say, now, you know, do you know what these people think? Do you trust them to make decisions for you on such things as curfew, on taxes, on how your money is spent in the county? And it's an eye-opener for them that they really do need to vote.
How has the response been so far to your efforts to begin a new League of Women Voters in Lenawee County?
Just really excellent. I think Lenawee County people have been very appreciative of all the things that we have done. We handed out, for example, over 700 voters' guides. We had over 2,000 hits on our vote411.org site, which you can go to and set up comparisons between the candidates and look at what's on the ballots. What the ballot issues are. And people have really been very appreciative of what we've done. For example, I had someone who came up to me and said, she said, I don't vote because I don't know who to vote for. And I said, well, go on this site. And I took her right there. She had a computer. Mm-hmm. I took her right there on the computer and showed her how to pull it up. She said, oh, my gosh. She said, I wish I'd known this 20 years ago. And I said, I don't think it was there 20 years ago, but you've got it now, and it's a tool. She said, well, I'm going to go out and tell all my friends because it just allows me to better understand what's on the ballot and who I'm going to vote for. And it helps me make a decision. And before, I didn't vote because I didn't think I was going to make a good decision.
So now you feel like you're helping fill a void in Lenawee County.
We're filling a void, yeah. And I think for me, it has been filling a void because I used to go in and just look at the ballot and kind of make a circle and point to one to say I'm going to vote. Now when people ask me why I joined, I say, I just bought a new truck. And I understood more about the workings of the truck and researched it more than I do my candidates. And shame on me.
That's Jan Salisbury. She helped co-found a new League of Women Voters in Lenawee County. Thank you so much for joining us on this edition of In the Public Interest.
Thank you.